Hey guys, it's Cheapy D, and I'm here with Shipwreck, and it is the end of day two at E3 here in Los Angeles, and we are going to give you a recap of our day today. So we kicked it off at Activision, where we saw Shipwreck's favorite game, Skylanders Imaginators.
I like Sky. It's not my favorite game.
I know, but I you like it's I your like, favorite Toys to Life game.
It is my favorite Toys to Life game. I think it's the best game of all those. It looked good again. They have the whole create a character thing, which I think goes a long way with kids.
Yeah, I feel like Ty would really like that game.
I feel like most kids would really like it. It's just whether or not the parents are willing to keep buying these toys at this point.
No, Ty's dad does not want to invest in this game.
Right. Emmeline's dad does. But the Crash was in there. The Crash stuff looked cool.
Right.
The Crash figure looks nice. There was cute touches in there. Like, he has multiple lives, which is different than all the other Skylanders.
Right.
I what do you want me to say about Skylanders?
It looked good.
I didn't get a free figure. The gravy train is over. They are on the way out. They are not handing out free figures.
They don't want people selling them on eBay for $200, like the day of the show.
I think they don't care. I would think they want to do that. Like,
just drives the hype. It can make a news story. Hype,
right. Like, it makes people want to report on it. Right. I mean, there's a reason they hand out this stuff. It's to build up.
Right. Hysteria.
Right. But they didn't have a booth, so we were up in meeting rooms. But give me a Skylander.
Right. By the way, our buddy Carlos is here from... You're not with Angry Bananas, yeah, Carlos, yeah. Of course, but what else are you doing these days?
Now I'm working for NHN Entertainment, which is a Korean mobile game company. So they do stuff like Yo-Kai Watch now. We'll do Yo-Kai Watch, and I'm doing Crusader's Quest. That's about it.
Sounds good. Stuttering Craig is also here, but I'm leaving him alone because he's talked enough for today. He's already talked for 5 hours today, so let him sit there. Then we saw Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, which is pretty amazing looking.
Pretty impressive. I mean, just it starts off, they showed us a new level. We didn't have any hands-on with it. They had hands-on in the interview room, but we didn't do an interview because...
No talking to people.
Yeah, we don't like that. They had so the first level they showed was like a more traditional Call of Duty, like on foot level, but futuristic with robots.
Mm-hmm.
Does somebody want to get the door?
Yeah, we get that.
Yeah. Right. Somebody's knocking on our door.
Right. It's more people.
Right. So
he doesn't have to talk, but he has to answer the door.
Right. There's robots.
Off the radio.
Where? Come on in, Ben Gilbert.
Hi, hello.
It's special guest Ben Gilbert.
Oh my God, on your phones. Hello. Hey, how are you? It's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
So yeah, you have a robot buddy now.
You have robot buddies. You have spider grenades that go off and find enemies and explode. And then at the end of that level, you get in a jet.
Motherfucking spaceship.
Yeah, you get in a jet and fly to space like you would do.
I haven't seen that game at all.
It's good.
Call of Duty?
Oh yeah, that's a video game. How about that? Is that good? Did you play it?
We didn't play it. We watched it.
Yeah. Yes.
It's fantastic looking.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't look like Call of Duty.
Here's part the deal. It's going to be a Call of Duty game. Surprise. It's going to be a lot of blockbuster moments where you push a button and it does a bunch of stuff.
Dude, you fly a spaceship and you blow up bigger spaceships and then you get out of the spaceship and then you shoot people. Then you blow up the big spaceship, get back into your little spaceship, and fly away.
I saw that when the guy in the spaceship rolled up on the other spaceship and hopped out onto it. Like, no big deal.
Right.
Physics,
exactly.
Whatever.
He had
no
a grappling
deal.
Hook. All for this, go out the window. Once you have a grappling hook. What, are you wanting realism out of Call of Duty? Is this your thing?
No, but I don't want it to be a little less than completely ridiculous.
I want it to be completely ridiculous.
Yes, you do. You do.
That's fair. That's fair.
When you see this, like the mechs going by and stuff, it doesn't look like Call of Duty anymore. Now it looks like, I don't know, looks like Mass Effect almost. So you're almost getting into Mass Effect. I mean, you got.
Except for that, all the like great story and characters and all that stuff that makes Mass Effect amazing. You're totally right. I completely agree.
He's got a robot named Ethan.
Oh, then I'm sold. Never mind. I reverse everything I just said on board. Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, Game of the Year, 2016.
He's got a heart of gold.
You're an asshole.
Your other best friend is a talking pie.
That actually I'm on board for. That's fine.
Then we saw, they also showed Infinite, no, not, what Modern Warfare, the remaster.
The remaster.
Whoa. That
looks
fantastic.
Sick.
What? I'm down for all gillied up again in HD. I'm
full. Wait, how do you?
Same all... thing you just complained That's about.
But that game I already know is amazing. I don't need. I don't want infinite war. I don't need to go into space and all this.
But
nonsense.
That wasn't your.
Like,
that wasn't getting... your problem. Main problem. Your main what? Problem was it was blockbuster moments. You press buttons to get through.
That level requires you click carefully, sneaking around the enemy.
No, it
That's
does
amazing
not.
About that game.
It does not.
It does. You should probably play that again on advanced instead of the regular ass basic mode you played it on, because it actually does require you sneaking around them.
No, it requires me playing on the normal difficulty and shooting guys in the head.
You gotta play hardened or veteran
Why
to
would
really
I
get it on that level. It's a lot more fun and challenging and interesting.
I love for Call of Duty here. So much love.
I actually love Modern Warfare. That game is fantastic. I have nothing but love for that game. Infinite Warfare, though, like, we're how many games are we since Modern Warfare 2?
How many
Modern
Manhattans? Warfare. How many Manhattans are we into tonight?
Two.
Oh, that's I'm not that's not very
to be
impressive.
A little angry.
Oh, okay. Two is enough to get you angry?
Yeah, I've had no drinks all week. I've been working nonstop.
Right, that's what I figured. That is true. I've witnessed so, that.
Here feels, for the passion.
Fuels the anger.
It's gasoline. It's just gasoline.
Yes.
On
the fire that already exists.
Well, Ben's wrong. It looks great.
Fantastic.
But Modern Warfare looks... I will say the remaster looks like... If I didn't know what it was, it looks like a current gen game.
It has all
sure,
the trappings.
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
It does other than that. I've already played it and I don't need to play it again.
Right, right.
But it's not like Skyrim, where you need to spend 100 hours in it. It's like 10 hours at the most.
True.
So you could play it again and have a good time.
But why would I? Like, why would I play it again?
Because it's been like 6 years. Sorry, GP. I'll stand up. I'll
No, it's good. GP's the mic stand that goes around the room.
Right.
He's good with this.
That's why I have long limbs.
Yes.
I can sit on my knees.
Whoa.
Hey-o. All right, what else did we see? Enough Call of Duty here.
We went to Bandai Namco. Namco Bandai.
Okay.
What are they going by?
They got Pac-Man.
Bandai got the...
We played Pac-Man 256. Cool. Yes. Pac-Man 256 on PlayStation 4 with co-op.
It's really fun.
Two-player co-op.
Four-player co-op.
Yeah. That must be a habit.
That should be cool.
Four-player co-op with one controller? How was
what?
That?
Pac-Man 256.
What are you talking about?
You know the iPhone game? The iOS game? The endless Pac-Man game?
Yeah. Same guys from CrossFit.
So it's coming to consoles, and it's going to have four-player co-op.
That's awesome.
Really?
That's
I couldn't tell.
That's the response right there.
Right. It looked cool. Yeah. It was fun.
Just go on YouTube right now to watch.
Right. Look at this.
Amazing.
Craig just woke up. Pac-Man.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
We saw that. We saw Necropolis, which is a roguelike, four-player co-op roguelike with Wind Waker style graphics.
Minimal. Minimalistic.
Minimalistic, but Wind Waker...
Kind of reminds me of Dark Souls, though. A little
yes, and it's supposed to remind
it's
you.
It's Dark Souls, but it doesn't look like Dark Souls.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem... Like, since you have four-player co-op, you can revive the other players if they go down. Yeah. It's less... Less you have to devote your life to it, it seemed like. I had fun playing it, so that's also how it differs from Dark Souls.
Right.
And you had fun playing it, right? You liked it?
It seemed right.
Yeah, you liked it. It sounds like you loved it.
Loved it.
Who's making it?
Bandai Namco.
Like it's an internal studio?
No,
or
it's the guys. Like? It's the guys who did those other two games that they told me about.
Cool. All right.
I don't. If Thorbon was here,
he would know.
He would just rattle off.
What's
going on?
He's
off,
busy.
He's off playing with Mega 64 at the moment, I think.
Okay.
Then after that, what else did we see there? You played some Tekken.
I did play Tekken.
We have a Tekken guy here. All right,
cool.
Us about
Tekken. It's same as the other Tekken. That's about it.
Perfect.
That's a wrap up.
That's the exact amount that I wanted to talk about Tekken.
And they added Akuma. That's all right.
You juggle people until they're dead.
Pretty much.
Tekken.
Yep. Tekken.
Done.
Then what did we see next? We saw you did the YouTube segment. How'd that go?
It was great. Craig had me on YouTube. Suck.
Did you fuck up?
I did not. I don't think I fucked up.
Did you look at your phone for your notes? Or?
I didn't have to look at my phone for my notes.
He was on it. He was a professional.
Very professional. See, I save it for my own show to burp. I don't burp on other people's show. I'm very professional.
Yes.
No, it was fun, and Ty got to watch because he's home from school, and it was great. And Grandpa got to watch. Everybody's very impressed in my family. I could talk about video games for 5 minutes.
You didn't talk about RoboCop, Medieval Wins?
What RoboCop?
You didn't talk about RoboCop?
No, I'm saying
in general.
Just in general.
Oh.
As an ongoing theme in your life?
No. He's not involved in my life right now,
okay. Very
much, I gotta say.
While you were doing that, I went and saw Natsume.
Okay.
Everybody here went there?
Yeah, I checked
Why?
That out.
Oh, we do have another guy.
What does Natsumi make that you'd be interested
in? I like Harvest Moon. Okay. My wife loves Harvest Moon.
You know, you live in an area where you could just actually farm.
That's
the whole game. It's virtual farming. Just
you live in an area where you can Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
He does.
You don't know that I don't.
He's hit taxi cabs before.
I have absolutely hit taxi cabs before.
With your fist, though.
With my fist. Yeah. In a rage.
He said, I'm walking here. He said that.
Yes.
No, he said, I'm walking here.
Exactly.
That.
Yeah.
Harvest Moon's good. They're making another one. It's good.
All
right.
That's how you justified it? Harvest Moon's good. They're making another one.
So it's good.
Nobody wants to listen to me talk about Harvest Moon. What do you want to hear about? They have those horses that have sheep hair on them this time.
Great.
You can farm easier. How about River City Ransom? Are we interested in that?
I'm only interested in River City Ransom.
It's based upon Renegade. They are redoing the story of Renegade in River City. What's it called?
Ransom.
I don't know.
No, River City, it's some new name. But it's
I don't think they don't have the rights to the original game.
Right.
But it looks exactly like that. It's got like a RPG leveling system to it now. You buy your items like you did before. It's got dodgeball in there.
It's in 3D now too.
Dial that 3D switch. Dial it down. Rip it off. But yeah, it's good. What did you you played it?
Underground River City Ransom Underground.
Yes.
Who's making this? Is it another Natsume game?
Arc Systems making it. They're not also making, but Natsume something. Japan is making the Wild Guns remake.
Wild Guns Reloaded. Yeah. That one's, you can play up to four players now.
Yeah.
That's the only reloaded part of it.
Everybody played the Super Nintendo game? Yes.
Yes. Yep. I didn't know what these things existed.
This is awesome.
Sorry. It's a good thing you're here, so you can.
Dude, this is right in my wheelhouse. Wild Guns remake? Hold on.
Reloaded. It's the same game, only
dude, this is legit.
They added two new characters. One of
it's a good thing you're here, Craig, so we can tell you what's going on at E3.
One of them is a dog flying like on a drone.
Yeah.
The other one is a large woman.
Hey.
Like
hefty.
Hefty woman.
A BBW is what you're trying to say, I think. It's a big, beautiful woman.
Okay.
She's a thick lady.
Yes.
A lady with a large frame.
Right.
Yes.
Craig's checking it out right now.
Taking your podcast to new heights right now.
This is legitimately one of my favorite games on the Super Nintendo, and the fact that they're remaking this for the PS4 is amazing. Wow, and it's four players.
Yeah, four players.
Wow, that's cool. Technology.
This is discovery in real time.
This is great, dude. This is like it looks.
I told you, Natsume.
It's retro but real. It's retro but 2016. It's great.
The last time I had a Natsume appointment, it was with Africa. The game Africa, do you remember that?
With a K.
It was a photography game where you were a... What's the word?
Photographer.
Thank you, guys. I mean, you were on a safari that you were taking photographs on. It's Pokemon Snap.
I have the game. I know. I've played it.
Oh. Okay.
I bought it.
Great.
It's
great.
It's not great.
Not a great game. But River City Ransom is fantastic. The original game was so fantastic on the Nintendo that I played it nonstop, but it was such a standout game at the time. And now it seems like something that's kind of old hat. So what's new about the new game?
It's got four-player co-op, so...
So it's not... That's not
they're making a new one, so...
It's good.
It's got the RPG stuff in there.
Sure, yeah.
You can get
it's
like,
a brawler with RPGs.
Yeah, you can get like fancy pants and stuff to put on.
Literally.
They might have actually said like fancy pants.
Yeah, and then you have a new kick. That game is... I cannot express how much I love the original River City Ransom. So
you should get it. I kept telling them they need to bring it to home consoles.
Is it just a PC game?
No, it's a 3DS game.
Oh, whatever.
It's a 3DS game that if you have four friends that also bought it, or three friends, I guess. You can play co-op.
When does that come out?
Sometime.
Thanks. Thank you for that, Chip.
I don't think you understand how I do E3 appointments.
Not like a journalist.
Right. There is no writing down of things. No. There is, I'm going to remember what I care about.
That's fair.
With this thing.
That's fair. That's like, more like Harvest an actual
Moon,
person.
They are making a new Harvest Moon.
Yes. Yes.
When is the new Harvest Moon coming out?
New Harvest Moon comes out in the year 2016 or 2017. Probably.
All the facts.
Perfect. Thank you.
What else did we do?
I went to Diddalick. Saw.
Did you just call me?
Right.
I believe that's Daedalic.
Did anybody see? No, they told me it was Daedalic.
Oh my god, I've been mispronouncing it. Okay, great.
I saw Long Journey Home. Did anybody see that?
I don't even know what that is.
Did anybody play Star Control?
Still no.
Back in the day. No. Okay. I don't know how to describe this game. It's a space exploration game that is procedurally generated.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he typed in cheap-ass gamer, and it created, like, the cheap-ass gamer universe. So it's...
A lot of belching, probably.
Right, right. So you're going around, you're landing on... You're, like, exploring around planets. Then it's got, like, a gravitational pull, so you have to, like, conserve fuel by going around using the gravitational pull. You can land on the planets, you can scan planets, you get resources, you can pick up things. If you pick up artifacts, you don't know what the consequences are. Aliens might get upset about that and come chase you down and kill you. The whole premise is you're living on the ship and you're just trying to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to work with aliens to try to get back to Earth, which is on the other side of the map.
It's basically like Star Trek Voyager.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that type of theme. It looked really nice.
I just learned that from you.
I just went with it. I never watched Star Trek Voyager.
I never.
I just assumed either. You were right there. God, I don't know. Did you check out the new Star Trek game?
No.
How about the other Star Trek game?
Nah.
Okay.
Nope.
I'm sure they're fantastic.
I watched like 5 episodes of Next Generation.
They're probably really good, but I'm not a Star Trek guy.
No.
No, I'm sure the people working on Star Trek are doing fantastic jobs, and it's worth checking out if you're into Star Trek. I'm not going to crap on anybody's
dreams.
No,
of course not.
So you guys didn't play that Zelda game at all, right?
What?
No. I played that Zelda game.
Nobody cares.
It's pretty good. I think that might be the game of the show, I got to tell you. People really care about it on the internet.
They care about it before they even saw a single picture about it.
That's absolutely right. Facebook emailed me to tell me that people cared about it on the internet more than anybody else.
Yeah.
So it's true.
They
it's
also
true.
Ask you, what are your thoughts about the news?
That's true. They did. That game is pretty cool. I gotta say, I know you guys are Zelda haters.
I'm not a Zelda hater. I loved Zelda 15 to 20 years ago.
Yes. And I did too. I'm with you. I've been playing Zelda since I was 5-ish, and I'm 31 now. So I've had a lot of years of Zelda. I was expecting to be completely disappointed by Zelda, and I was pretty impressed by Zelda, in that they are actually modernizing it into something that seems reasonably interesting to people who maybe fell off of Zelda like yourself.
I think a lot of my problem right now with it is that they're showing it on Wii U, and I'm not playing it on Wii U.
No, nobody is, right? Like,
right,
we're talking to the Nintendo reps, and you're talking to them about Twilight Princess, and you're like, remember then that game came out, and it was a GameCube game, and then all of a sudden it was a Wii game, and obviously people played it on the Wii, right? And the same thing applies to this, right? Like, you're obviously going to play it on the NX if you're going to play it at all.
It didn't look that good running on just...
And it doesn't. It looks a little messy.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you. It looks
There's
a little...
There's people that
says
it doesn't, though, and I can't trust
they're
those
letting
people.
Their you shouldn't trust those
right,
people.
Right, I
can't. Their nostalgia is coloring their
right,
brain,
I can't,
right?
Like, people tell them, like, it looks amazing. Like, I'm like, are you talking about the graphics? Like, yes.
I'm like, it did not look great. Grass, everything looked really bad.
So, what they're saying is it's in, and I'm going to get a little artsy-fartsy here, it's an on-plane-air style, which is to say that, like, it's a French impressionist in-plane-life style, right? Like, it's meant to be this, like, impressionistic version of a Zelda game.
Because it's cheaper to make it that way.
Because it's cheaper to make it that way. Maybe. But the NX version almost assuredly looks better, and the game looks really good for something that's running on Wii U, which is like a kind of old console that's running relatively old technology, right?
Right.
Like, that game looks pretty good, especially for
that
people
game,
who...
Okay, the Wii U is as powerful as a 360.
It's not very powerful. I agree. Yes.
360
games
look better than that game.
Yeah.
But a good game doesn't require fantastic graphics.
I agree with that. What about passable, like, graphics?
The graphics are passable. They're certainly passable. I'm okay with... Minecraft, to me, is passable, and that game has really rudimentary graphics. I love Minecraft.
But that's
kind of
like built,
games in
that's,
the world.
But that's kind of built into what Minecraft is.
So is kind of Zelda, right? Like, Zelda's
Zelda
an
has
old
to look
school game.
Zelda could have
Zelda,
realistic
looks,
graphics and be a fine game, I'm sure.
I don't want it to be realistic.
It doesn't have to be realistic.
Though, right?
It can just be, like, nice.
It is nice. I think that this is a personal preference thing, right? Like, I think it looks pretty nice. Like, Wind Waker looks pretty nice, and that's nowhere near as good.
Pretty stoked when that tree falls down and all the limbs fall off.
I don't really care, honestly.
Okay, I wasn't the only one that thought of that shit. Let me kind of chime in on this. So, the beautiful thing about Nintendo and Zelda, and even like Zelda, Mario in particular, is that Nintendo does a really good job of protecting
their assets by making them timeless, right? If you were to go back and you were to look at Super Mario World, Yoshi's Island, or anything on the Super Nintendo, you'd still go back and be like, oh, that looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. Because Mario still looks the same. He's a very basic-looking character, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't need a whole lot. Link, very basic-looking character, because they started as very basic, you know, that they didn't have much to work with, right? So over the years, they've changed and evolved. But at the same time, when you look at the news, I don't know, what's it called?
Breath of Fire.
It's not a breath of life. You've said that so many times.
Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild.
Wild
breath
or wind?
Wind, you said.
Breath. I said Breath of the Woods.
I thought about the trees.
Great naming.
Is it wild or wind?
It's of the wild.
Wild. Is it wild? Okay.
It's so, very not easy game to remember.
Six guys in a room at E3 can't come up with the Zelda game name.
When you look at it, like, if you were to go back and you look at a game like, okay, so the new Zelda, it looks like a watercolor painting. That's kind of the premise. And I think that's beautiful, right? If you were to go back and look at Wind Waker, right? Wind Waker itself had the cell-shaded look. You can't really, like, I can't believe they upscaled Wind Waker to an HD version of it. Like, why? Because it has this beautiful, like, cell-shaded look that, it may not be beautiful to everybody, but it's still timeless, right? And that's kind of what they're doing here, because they're bridging a gap between two consoles, and it has to look great on both consoles, so you go with a really kind of basic look to it.
Yeah, but
Craig, how are you coming into my life today? This is amazing. This is exactly the kind of backup I'm looking for. This is fantastic.
Give me the roundup on Twilight Princess.
Didn't I tell Craig to be quiet?
Does that fall into this classic art?
There's a reason why I did not mention Twilight Princess.
That game is not fantastic, but this new game looks like a great modernization of Zelda. I came into this full cynical. This game looks like great. I've been playing Zelda my whole life. I don't give a I don't care about this game. I'm not going to swear on your podcast.
I know.
I'm trying my best. I'm trying to be professional here.
Right.
Anyway, this new Zelda looks like really cool, and I was not sold at all. I played it, and now I'm like kind of sold. Like, it seems really interesting. It seems like a good modernization of a classic, and that's interesting, right? Like, I am genuinely interested by this game after having played, I don't know, what was it, like a half an hour demo or something like that, where I wish I had played way more. They showed me this gigantic area, and they're like, that's 1% of the game. Look at this gigantic map. And I was like, that's actually impressive. I'm genuinely surprised that they're trying to evolve Zelda.
I would really like to see how they're going to load the rest of the map as you're walking by.
If that's 1%, on Wii U, it's probably not going to be great. Let's be clear. But on the NX, hopefully it'll be great, right? Like, it's potentially more powerful than the Xbox One and PS4, and those consoles are relatively powerful. So hopefully it'll be fantastic on the next console. Who knows? Maybe Nintendo will say something sooner than later. That'd be great.
It's going to look like the N64 with, like, clouds in the background, and the draw distance will be really shitty. They'll just put a lot... Everything's... Just Hyrule just got really cloudy all of a sudden.
The Breath of the Wild is just fog. That's what it literally means.
It's
fog on
board. It's like Turok 64. You just see a big cloud.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's just
talk about that. All right, what else?
We went and played the Adult Swim games at
Headlander
and Slugcat.
Nope, Rain.
Something.
Rainland.
No.
Something. Rain. I don't know. You eat bats and you're a little white thing.
You're like a white cat slug that's eating bats.
Right.
What are you talking?
It was on the Sony booth.
Is that the Sony booth?
I forgot
the name of it, yeah. Lost in Rain. Anyway, but Headlander is a Double Fine Adult Swim joint, and it's got a Shadow Complex vibe to it. Except it's like a 70s sci-fi art style, and you can launch your head off to basically solve puzzles, and you shoot other robots, and then you land your head where their head used to be, and now you can control them.
Rain World.
No. It's not Rain World?
Rain World.
Oh, okay. You say so. You sure?
Because the premise is you have to keep this slug cat out of the water when it rains.
Oh. Of course.
Okay. It was pretty cool.
Naturally.
It was pretty cool. I got lost. It's one of those things like when you're playing a demo and you keep coming back to the same room over and over again. You're like, well, doing this wrong.
I can confirm that there is a game called Rain World coming out in 2017 from developer Video Cult.
Thank you.
You got it.
Is that it that we saw?
For you.
I don't know. We probably saw some other stuff.
We saw people shooting basketballs.
That was game of show.
Craig, did you see that at the 2K booth? Yeah. There's a...
Let me explain it to him. Okay.
You can appreciate
it. So at the 2K booth for 2K18? Is that the next one? 17?
17.
17. I can't keep track of...
2016 right now.
I just can't keep track of how they number them. Like, is this... so they have nothing really... They have a mural of the game, their artwork, but not the game's not, like, right there or anything. Uh-huh. They have a full-size basketball hoop with, like a little lane, like, really tiny, that you can shoot free throws at.
Okay.
Okay, so you get two shots. People are lined up around the corner for this.
Okay.
Probably about 45-minute wait if you start at the backside.
All right.
You get two shots. If you make a shot, either the first or the second, doesn't matter, you get whatever the little tchotchke is that they're passing out.
Sure.
Like a little coin or something. If you miss both of them, you get nothing.
Okay.
That is this thing.
That's life.
That is, people are lining up for 45 minutes. And
to shoot free throws.
I know you're a basketball player. I'm a basketball player. They hand these people the ball, like some of these people. It's like they've never touched one of these things before.
I've seen that.
They've waited 45 minutes, and they just, like, rifle the ball up in the air, and it, like, just slam it off the backboard or don't hit rim or anything.
Yeah.
Two times in a row, and that's
they got nothing. They have to do three-pointers.
They got nothing. They learned nothing about NBA 2K17.
What'd you do when you went D3? Oh, I shot free throws. You know, it's like
I spent 45 minutes shooting a free throw. And then they ran out of the prizes.
And there was still a line. Like, it was like a 45-minute line. There was no prizes.
It was originally the free throw line, and they moved it back to the three-point line.
Knew the rules. I think you could have gone up and shot a layup, really.
Wait, what was the prize anyway?
It's like a Kobe Bryant coin. Maybe it unlocks something in the game as well.
Oh, my God.
And then we saw a guy in the Lakers come up, and he just stepped up and...
missed? Did he miss?
No. Tariq Black came up and acted like a professional basketball player. He, like, grabbed the ball and went, yep, shot it, swish, no problem. He
complained about his knees, I think, for a second.
Right.
They really pulled on the big dogs with Tariq Black.
No, he just was walking by, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he seemed to just be walking by.
Yeah, he kind of walked by and went, oh, there's a basketball.
He came in, like... He waited like a couple minutes. They handed him the ball. He shot and he left.
That's funny. So okay. So it wasn't like a paid.
No.
He was probably doing something.
Really? He was there for 30 seconds.
He probably was doing something behind closed doors.
Oh, okay.
He could have been going to work. I mean, it's next door.
Right.
Like literally.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I don't know. He went to my alma mater for a little bit before he transferred to Kansas, but
he looked sad about that.
We had a lot of people transfer. and nobody in line knew who he was. Right. I don't think anybody even realized there was a basketball player there.
Wasn't he like 7 feet tall, probably?
He's
like 6'6", maybe.
It's weird because I expected him to be taller because he's a like a power forward type player. But he was like 6'6" in person. Yeah,
maybe. I think that's it for today, right? Did we see anything else?
You guys didn't play Horizon Zero Dawn, did you?
No, maybe tomorrow.
You should play it tomorrow.
I'm going to try.
Pretty cool.
Sounds like a plan. What do you say, okay. Ship? Are we done? Can we eat dinner?
Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Well, thank you, everybody, in this room for talking and being fun. And thank you for listening.
Everyone's going to be like, this one sucks.
No. I think people will love it. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.